Blog Talk Radio.
Shall be no more. You have the man that takes you inside what goes on in the world of sports. He's in the dugout. He's in the clubhouse. He's right by the water cooler. He is everywhere you need him to be to let you know what's going on. And also, you listen to the movers and shakers in the world of sports. You have found the right place with the legendary Doc Stanley on Sports Index. And if I may say that the Sports In-Depth Nation is here. The Sports In-Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good doctor.
Always be fitting. Whatever we play, one of the greatest piece of instrumental music recorded by anyone, and me without question by Kool & the Gang. We start out as the Jazzettes. You can see why. Summer Madness. It felt that way in New York City. I felt Summer Madness last week this time, as I was still in Fortaleza, Brazil. A little saddened because at this time, my beloved Tasia was on her way back to Caxias. It was even hotter than Fortaleza. Today, got into the 70s after being in the 40s. Check. Jets win. They had to. Fell in the Browns, kept the Browns winless, kept their hopes alive for the playoffs. Tom Brady continues pursuit of 12-game MVP. Wow. Raiders won on the road. They stay 5-0. Knicks win their opening game at Madison Garden yesterday. 70th anniversary of the organization. Knicks won their opening. Both home teams win opening games at home to open the season. Russell Westbrook, how he opened the season with a triple-double. 50 points. Hadn't been done since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a triple-double for 51 points. Golden State Warriors rebounded after a loss. Talking to, as we did some time back, with Gilberto on our boxing special. Nothing's materialized, but there's rumors Pacquiao Mayweather. I got a very interesting email. As Howard Westman had said, for all intents and purposes, boxing is done. in New York City.
Yeah.
Into the new law implement that Cinema Insurance had to be guaranteed her fight. Develop boxing. Can't do it. Lou's the only one doing it.
Roberto Kelly got fired.
No longer with the Giants. Okay. Just because of all their world championships.
Dead.
Barry Bonds, 1 year fired after fighting. How do you fire Barry Bonds? Most home runs in 1 year. Most home runs like most walks in 1 year. Only man to do 500. Oldest man to win the batting championship. How do you follow Barry Bonds?
Back then, he scored the block by greater than Trust and Guard. Our first show back. Hello, Rosie.
And birthday students, number two. Jimmy on the 3rd. Mia on the 5th.
Randy Winnie on the 27th.
And his option on the 28th.
You don't have it.
I'm going to get a chance to see the greatest shortstop I've ever seen played again. It may have been shortstop and greatest, but none have been done. Edgar L. Bartley Jr. Good luck, Richard.
A chance to suck a rabbi.
Thank you. Lord,
we thank you for another day, and more importantly, have your will, have your way. We thank you, Lord, for little things we so largely take for granted. This morning,
getting up last night, lying down, and tell me about it,
closing our right mind. We thank you for food on the table,
shoes on our feet, clothes on our back.
Thank you for family, friends, and dear ones who are still with us. And thank you for the memory of those who passed on. We don't know what tomorrow brings, but we know who brings tomorrow. And the Lord, my mom said, if I can extend around my heart, cast it in the sea of forgiveness, but never rise up against the judgment day. We never come up short. We're imperfect. So forgive us when we come up short. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, and we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Yeah, back from Fortaleza, back from Caxias, Fortaleza, with our last show last Sunday, our last show from Fortaleza, second last show, and our third show from Brazil, our second show from Fortaleza. And we did that with Funch Bunch. Maybe I can see if we can try to get a hold of him. He's busy. I gotta give him a call. I meant to catch him. AD is in town there. Gotta pitch him an AD. Rosie, our number one listener, always, she's, you know, she just comprehends everything. She's done a tremendous job as a friend. I read something. I gotta get this out to folks. You let me get this. This is something music. What does he understand about a friend? I know it said, trust you with their secrets. Always says, yeah, I'll get it for you in a minute. Sports in the block, I better trust in God, the network. Probably little football, a little baseball. It's 3-1. Look at the story, too. The last play that, 48 team. That 48 team was that one team. They had 4 guys with the Hall of Fame. Okay. Hugo Doe, who's the brand manager. Bob Feller. Larry Doby. Other guy. Dolby that year. Back in the time, it was like 30 home runs. So Ted Williams won 1 triple crown. It was like 37 home runs. He won 1 triple crown, 39. I remember Dal Strawberry in the 80s, early 90s. Dal led the National League in home runs with 39. Yeah. Okay. Let's find out what that saying is. And, no. birthday that's coming up this month. Late birthday greetings from Uncle Paul, who had on the 23rd. The 22nd was Freddie Nesville, the lovely Freddie Nesville, by esteemed and renowned Jimmy Nesville. November the 3rd, I have 11 Jimmy Den, greatest daughter in the world. And then 2 days later, Nina, I have 11 niece, Dingy Winnie, greatest niece in the world, September 27th. I found out with the lady who is the oldest living lady in the world. She'll be 117 in November 7th. She's already 116. Wow. Thank you, Harris. That's his mother. And you know, the birthday care will come off. Going on. For those of you new about it, Jimmy. People like numbers 3520728. Trust in God. What's about the greatest trust in God in the world? A cookie good birthday, Scott. Little puppy. Dreambug told me some things that were. Next week, big fight, Carl off in Woods. Next Saturday, big fight. Two of the best fighters in the world should solidify who's the best fighter in the world, pound for pound. At least they're in the marketing as Chocolito still be the guy that everybody sees as the best pound for pound fighter in the world. Subservient news, Triple G and a offer to fight Danny Jacobs won 75-25. Cut and fight the Magic Garden. Where's Triple G getting off of 75-25? This is a guy that turned down $10 million not to fight Alvarez. Turned down $10 million. I mean, you're a champion, he's a champion. What makes you a better champion? I'm going to pay. Triple G ain't pay-per-view status. He don't have Chocolito on. Nobody's watching him. Everybody's, you're talking about people are scared to fight him. Well, people look like they're just scared to watch him too. You know, he doesn't draw. So I don't see 75-25. Jacobs, I heard, from Gilberto is 60-40, with a 60-40 split in the fight at Barclays Center. But I think Jacobs really sent a lot of class to go 60-40. I mean, he should be saying 50-50. I mean, he can say 50-50, but, you know, Danny's the class guy. 60-40, Barclays Center. All right. We can do 60-40 at Madison Square Garden. I think it would be great. Danny would fight at the Garden. It's something that I think everybody's having a resume, but it's not important anymore. It's how Weston talks about. But, I mean, come on. 75-25, Triple G. There are a few guys who've ever fought in this game where you simply said they're fighting and you were going to the fight. You didn't care who they're fighting, you just was going to the fight. Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, Roberto Duran, Sugar Ray Leonard, Oscar De La Hoya, Mike Tyson. You know, Mayweather wasn't all that either for a while, okay? But those are the guys. We're going to take a little musical interlude because, Tony Brazil always think about Billy Paul. He was a boxer, close friend of Muhammad Ali's, and became a friend of me. My favorite Billy Paul song, as we remember, Billy Williams. Billy Paul.
I've been away so long. But now, baby, I've done and seen it all. Did it all and it seems to sing. But now I know that home is a woman to call my very own. There's no sense crying over me. 'cause this time, baby, I will leave. There is no place left for me to roam. I just had to know what there was to be. Now I know that was foolish of me. 'Cause when you've got someone who waits for you while you go, you should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold on to that. You should try to hold your own.
Wife, in speaking to a friend of his, said quite a bit in the hospital how he was doing. She said, "Billy's back home." He is.
This is Michael Bellamy of Brooklyn Independent Media, and you're listening to Doc Stanley of Sports in Depth on Blog Talk Radio.
And if I may say that the Sports in Depth Nation is here. The Sports in Depth panel is here. I'm Mel Smith Jr. I am here. We're here courtesy of the Trust in God Radio Network. And the straw that serves the drink is indeed here, and that's the incomparable Doc Stanley. Take it away, good Doc.
We're back. Sports in Depth Radio. The Custom Garden Network, the last half of our Sports in Depth Sunday Return Show from New York City. In the last month or so, in Brazil, Chicoli, Caxias, and but let's put one more scores for you. And surprisingly, thanks to that, in Seattle. Big win for them was the Panthers beat Arizona. And they're starting to show some life. They still not be out of it. A win by Seattle would have kind of helped Carolina, but Carolina won 30-20 over the Arizona Cardinals.
the Packers there. Aaron Rodgers was looking good today. Packers were leading Atlanta, but a last-minute field goal, and Atlanta beat the Packers, who continue to fall. Atlanta continues to rise, and they're looking their quarterback is definitely in the running for MVP. Another guy in the running in a short time. He's come back. Tom Brady, 14 passes. The Bills crushed by the Patriots, 41-25. 41-25. Another game overseas, the Bengals and the Redskins in a tie. That doesn't help either one too much, but it doesn't hurt, though. Mm-hmm. But, wow. That was the Raiders one on the road, 5-0. 5-0 now. Committed an NFL record 23 penalties. Man, how do you do that? That's amazing. To win on the road and commit 23 penalties. Gotta like that, man. Gotta like that. Jets were down to the Cleveland Browns 20-7 at halftime. 20-7 at halftime. They came back and scored 24 points in the second half, only allowed 8. Attitude, Coach Todd Bowles said. They didn't come out in the first half with the right attitude. Well, they got the right attitude now. And, man, New England beating Buffalo. The Jets spring back into action. Buffalo came into that game 4-2. They're 4-3. The Jets are 3-5. Jets play Buffalo again. They've already beat Buffalo. And they'll be playing Buffalo again at home. We'll look at that schedule down the line, too. Game will be at. And, whoa, that's something. Panthers, though. Big game. Big game for them. And, you know, Brady, everybody talks about Brady, but, you know, you have to give a lot of credit to Belichick. ESPN had a good story about him, too. I had a chance to meet him on a couple of occasions. You know, he was close to the Browns for a while, who were still winless. And, wow. World Series tonight. Cleveland up 3-1. Looking to close it out. Could be the last time the Cubs play baseball if things don't get better. At the football score, Jets came back. Attitude, Todd Bowles said. 20-7 to the Browns. They were down. Came back. Held them to only 8 points in the second half. Scored 24 themselves. 31-28. Win a big win. A huge win. Back-to-back wins. And they're in Miami. The streak should continue to go. Giants are back next week. They'll be playing a home game. In fact, they're home next 3 weeks in a row. It's been a long time since that happened, I think. They'll be here 3 weeks in a row because the Jets will go on the road. Giants will be playing their next 3 games at home. They play Philadelphia, who just had they're playing the Cowboys now. So it's going to be a big game. It's going to be a big game. Because whoever wins that game is a plus factor in the division. Whoever loses that game is a minus factor. Philly will be at the Giants this coming Sunday. And then the Giants play a Monday night game against Cincinnati, who just played a tie over in London. 8:30 ESPN game, and then they'll play Chicago, who by that time should be even worse than what they are now. So that's 3 games back-to-back they'll be playing, and then they'll go to Cleveland, and then they'll go to Pittsburgh, and then Dallas comes into town, and their last one here against Detroit, who lost today also. That's it. It's part of the Blog Talk Radio, the Trust and Drive Network. We're about ready to close it up. Just giving you a quick run here. May give you SID late night, later on tonight. Just wanted to, let you know we're back. Thank you for being here with us. And always shouting out to Rosie and our family over there. Marvin Gaye has this to say before we go on our way. Mr. Gaye, please.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time.
When the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
to save a world
that's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world,
when I look at the world,
it fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today,
children today,
really gonna suffer tomorrow,
really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame,
what a shame.
Such a bad way to
such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living. Oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life. Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
You see, let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to live, but who really cares? Who's willing to try? Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.
Yeah, it's about that time. We gotta run. It's the end of the show. We gotta go. Hope you've enjoyed it. Leave me with the three thoughts. I'd like to leave you with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Life's most consistent. The most urgent question is, what are you doing for Muhammad Ali? Service to others, to make you pay. We room here on earth. Roberto Clemente, I am my brother's keeper. Love tell by Nelson Mandela. And my brother's home, in all colors. We gotta go. Hope you enjoyed the show. Gentlemen, next win.
All over and town and just to see what
open this.
I could find.
We gotta go. And very hard to we'll close
every
the show for us.
And
had a very good session today. And I think we have to remember Sabbath and keep it holy. Remember that.
I tried
you know,
to tell myself that it was just
he paid it all. Love. That was a great
selfishly died on Calvary. Oh, how you gave your life for me. Bruised, scorned, crowned your head with thorns. No greater love performed for me. Nailed in your hand, nailed in your feet, piercing your side, could barely breathe.
Well,
came down. Yet you
brothers born that person
standing in all
good
of the price you pay.
That is forgiving.
I never knew
sharing
what love was so true. You paid your
paid
life
off.
And still I heard you lost so many times to supply you again. But I repent, forgive me for my sins. You paid it all.
That's fine.
You
Hi, I'm Larry Hardesty from ESPN New York 98.7 FM. Did you enjoy the show? It was outstanding, but I expect that from the legendary Doc Stanley. Nothing less than the best. As he always says to me, and it's my favorite saying from him, live your life today as if you have to stand before God tomorrow. Words to live by. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great night, and we'll see you next time on Sports In Depth with the legendary Doc Stanley.